Now, Jim, you should know that as I do the program and people are listening to you and they listen, believe me, to every word you and I say, I get computer messages from the audience. The audience can be cruel, Jim. Don in Tallahassee is a little cruel. He says, look, how can your guest say he's an expert in the field and yet not be specific on anything? He can say that so-and-so company saved X number of dollars or percent of money or something, but it can't give any specifics. I also cannot find any company named Energy Services Company.
It's a class of companies.
A class of companies.
Yeah.
Is there any specific company involved in what you've been talking about tonight that you'd like to name?
I don't want to tout any particular company.
Why not?
I don't
have a problem with that. I mean, if there's a company that's actually, you know, making money on saving energy, I want to know about it, and so does everybody else.
This is such common knowledge in the field that I'm surprised there's even questions about it. It's just like, you know,
it's not common knowledge to me. I know of energy companies, Shell, Mobil, BP.
Energy service companies actually get their money. I don't know if they get it from BP, but they get money. You know, their upfront money that they invest comes from a utility consortium.
Okay.
And basically they use that money. But I did give the example of the energy services company here in the city of San Diego, and this is, you know, city of San Diego record, and according to San Diego Gas and Electric, which has no vested interest in showing the wonderful, you know, the performance of this building.
Well, if anything,
they'd have the opposite. But they published that this building. But there's good people. There's good people in SDG&E too. It's not, you know, it's not mine.
I hear you. So they said what?
They said that this building has been returning 25% on the investment in the efficiency improvements.
That's damn good.
Day one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and where did San Diego Gas and Electric make that statement? In the newspaper or what?
I believe it was in the newspaper because it's been a big deal, and it's actually been one of the because I've been somewhat involved in politics here, and one of the frustrating things is they had this building showing this wonderful return, and I was going asking the mayor why aren't you doing all the buildings? I mean, this is a positive cash flow deal.
And the answer to that was,
I don't know. They just get caught up. You know, we've had a lot of scandals here. I guess they just get caught up. I call it the quagmire of intrigue down at City Hall.
Well, that goes on everywhere, Jim.
Yeah,
that's just the way the world works.
Yeah, but I.
When you're involved in energy, Jim, you are in politics, buddy.
Well, but you know, what I'm trying to say is there are ways. I mean, for example, in the economic model that I present in my book, and it's there, and it's all footnoted and everything else. It basically shows that initially you would invest 97% of the money, you know, that the energy service company would put up, or even if the city was going to put it up. It's actually better if the city did, because they can get a lower interest rate than the energy service company and do some kind of private, you know, public partnership, and that would be more lucrative for everybody, really. But basically puts the money up and begins investing in efficiency, and the parameters are that you're going to save every kilowatt of capacity that you can save per $1,000 per kilowatt of capacity saved, assuming buildings being used 10 hours a day.
Uh-huh. Governments are rarely into saving money. They just spend other people's money, taxpayers' money.
Well, I think, you know, but the whole idea is that... But if
money is to be made, Jim, then you're correct. I mean, if a company can go in, make an investment, and then reap enough profit, then it's going to happen all over the place. The marketplace will take care of it. You don't need government involved.
Maybe there's some energy service person out there in that business listening who will fast blast your email, because this is there's actually a National Association of Energy Service Companies.
Yeah, people aren't necessarily doubting you, Jim. They just want specifics. How much, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, I think the best thing is just to, you know, listen to what I'm saying. Is, you know, like, you know, when I say we could be completely renewable energy self-sufficient in San Diego County by covering only 18% of existing buildings and parking lots, I'm assuming, and you know, I've got data for this, 500 square miles of buildings and parking lots, and 2 square meters per day per kilowatt hour of energy produced. And then basically doing the math. And
no, I had to eliminate that.
Yeah, well, that's, thank you.
Full of, you know.
Baloney.
Yeah, baloney. Dog poo.
Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're not full of that stuff.
No, I mean, I think if people give my book a fair read, and see, I'm offering the book free to the world. On my
you know, book. There is something to that. You're offering, you're going to go broke doing that, actually, Jim.
Well, it doesn't, what I figured out, it doesn't really cost me anything. And if the ideas get out and it changes consciousness and people say, hey, we don't have to wait for San Diego to do it. We'll do it in our own city, our own community. You know, nobody has to wait for us.